question is,
okay.
As you look at the prison era, was there ever a moment when you thought this is truly a new kind of movement or a completely new flow?
The current era, was there something, was there a trigger in terms of where we are today, with particularly with Korean entertainment?
How do you feel about the digital world today?
Yes, I would say when it comes to the current era, was there a particular moment that really struck my heart? I would say Ready Player One was a big one. Seeing that movie and blending the virtual with the physical, and then having the integration of having elements from Back to the Future was a big one. But seeing where we are today, especially when it comes to Korean entertainment, there was a very big defining moment for me, and that was Gangnam Style by Psy, which came out in 2012, 13 years ago. And here you have, still to this day, I believe it's the most watched music video on YouTube out of all of them. And I think that really says so much about where we're headed and where entertainment is headed, especially from South Korea.
Whether it's technology or art, people often say that at the center of it all is the human being. For you, what kind of thought or feeling lies at the core of your work?
The human is indeed the soul of all entertainment. To take away that element is to take away how you're going to connect with the audience, because without the audience, you don't have any entertainment. Who's going to watch it? Who's going to consume it? Like, you need to have that human element. And the only way that that is going to translate is, in fact, it's coming from some kind of human involvement in that entertainment. To have completely synthetic entertainment made is what is known now today as sort of AI slop. And I think that that's a very accurate phrase for what we're seeing, unfortunately, being made and being disseminated. So you cannot eliminate it completely, because you still have an audience that needs to have something connect with them, and that something is someone like themselves.
Was there any moment or project that shaped who you are today?
Any moment or project?
The decisive moment.
I think a moment that really defined where we're headed, where I thought it would be an advantage of mine to have, but now it's commonplace, is being a one-man band or a one-woman band. Being able to do everything yourself, being self-sufficient from how you create content to how you put it out there. It used to be you would need a gatekeeper to, say, become famous or to have a big audience. And now all you need is good content and for it to spread, for that to really occur. So what has surprised me the most about this is the continual democratization of creating content. There are fewer and fewer barriers, as we see time goes on, that are being eliminated from the equation. We're seeing this especially so in immersive generative AI entertainment, because now VFX, the kind of firepower that was required with massive teams, for better or for worse, is not necessarily needed anymore. And you can create Hollywood incredible effects from, you know, a cell phone. And that's something that is just absolutely changing the landscape and continues to change the landscape. But the one truth that remains is good storytelling.
As AI and humans create together, and as technology and emotion intertwine, how do you think the content industry or creative stage will evolve eventually? And within that, what role do you think humans need to play?
Yes, when it comes to creating the content, it's going to be a very interesting next few years to see where and how this content is going to be created and disseminated, and the relevancy of the major players. And when I say like major players, you're talking about major brands, entertainment brands and networks and platforms. You still need to have an outlet to do that. And is it really fair that one particular outlet dominates this space for videos? I think we're going to see more of this and there's going to be continual more fragmentation. However, that fragmentation is also going to lead to more consolidation, especially among the major players, and they feel like they're being left behind. This is why you see so much live content now that's produced and being that's all sports live content, and they're pouring in billions and billions of dollars. That you would see a company like Amazon having the rights to NFL football games for Christmas or Thanksgiving or Netflix. Like, never before has that ever been something. If you don't have those platforms, you can't watch the game. So it's going to be more of a conversation about can't miss content that has to be live, because scripted content, pre-recorded content, you can get numerous ways. And more people are going to find a way to get them. But if it's live and it's must-see, that's what's going to continue to be something. And further than that is experiencing it in real life, because it's not satisfactory anymore to just watch it on a screen. You have to be there one way or another.
One final question. If you could leave one sentence for the people here today and the future generations of the creators, what would it be?
I think when it comes to the traditional way of doing things, of being told what to do, being told what to think, being told what to see, I think you have to make up your own mind. And I liken it to, it's maybe cliche, but to travel and get out of your comfort zone and see with your own eyes and listen with your own ears before you listen to anything else. You need to make up your own mind first and foremost. Don't listen to the noise. You have to have that moment where you are making the decision, you are making the determination, you are letting it hit your heart. You don't need to have these side comments or reading about it ahead of time. You need to get lost, and you need to just open your mind and be open to new experiences and not be afraid, because life really is too short, and there's no reason for you not to want to try. And don't be afraid of failure.